It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Wednesday, October 25th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The prosecution has dropped one of the charges against a former Charles City resident accused of killing a New Hampton man just over a year ago. 27-year-old Savon Jordan was facing charges of first-degree murder, a Class A felony, abuse of a corpse, a Class C felony, and going armed with intent, a Class D felony, in the death of 30-year-old Jonathan Esparza on October 20, 2022. Esparza's remains were found during a search of Jordan's Elma residence November 30, 2022. Monday, a judge approved a motion by Howard County Attorney Kevin Sherbel to amend the trial information and remove the charge of going armed with intent. The other two charges remain, with Jordan's trial set to begin November 1st. In September, the defense filed notice that Jordan intends to claim he acted in self-defense. Jordan is also facing a November 2nd trial date in Bremer County from his arrest last December for driving while barred and possession of marijuana. It was about a month after that incident Jordan was arrested and charged with Esparza's murder. Jordan, who has pleaded not guilty to killing Esparza, remains in the Howard County Jail in Cresco on a $1 million cash bond. A North Iowa man set to be sentenced next week on a pair of assault charges was arrested last month for OWI. In October 2022, 40-year-old John Saylocker of Norris Springs was accused of threatening to kill a woman in Rudd. Later, as he was returning to her home with a rifle, he came upon a traffic stop by a Floyd County Sheriff's deputy involving the victim's son. Saylocker allegedly fired the gun in their vicinity, led law enforcement on a short vehicle pursuit, and was captured in a harvested cornfield near Norris Springs. Saylocker was initially charged with attempted murder, going armed with intent, assault on a police officer with a dangerous weapon, first-degree harassment, and eluding. On September 5th, he pleaded guilty to assault on persons in certain occupations and assault while participating in a felony, both Class D felonies. 2 days later, the Iowa State Patrol arrested Saylocker for OWI, for which he is slated for trial on December 19th in Cerro Gordo County. A sentencing hearing for Saylocker in Floyd County is set for this coming Monday. However, Floyd County Attorney Todd Pritchard filed to revoke Saylocker's pre-sentence release in light of his Cerro Gordo County arrest. A public bench warrant was issued last week for the arrest of Saylocker, who has been free from custody since last November after posting bail of $39,000 cash. A Charles City woman has been sentenced for stealing money and medication from a North Iowa health care provider. Mason City Police arrested 48-year-old Julie Vance in May after she was accused of making unauthorized personal transactions totaling over $1,500 on the business account of Lindstrom Family Practice. The transactions included withdrawals, checks, personal account payments, and business credit cards. Law enforcement says Vance got over 100 prescriptions by using fraud, deceit, or misrepresentation. Several of the prescriptions were for hydrocodone, a pain medication. Court records show the crimes occurred in 2017. In August, Vance pleaded guilty to obtaining a prescription drug while concealing a material fact and fourth-degree theft. Monday, she was sentenced to 3 to 5 years of supervised probation and ordered to pay a civil penalty of over $1,400. Vance received a deferred judgment, meaning the conviction will be removed from her record if she completes her sentence. After announcing last week it was canceling its project, Navigator CO2 Ventures officially withdrew its petition in Iowa for a hazardous liquid pipeline permit on Monday. Last month, Navigator asked the Iowa Utilities Board to suspend its permit process that followed a decision by utility regulators in South Dakota to deny the company a permit. On Friday, the company announced it was abandoning the project because of, quote, the unpredictable nature of the regulatory and government processes. A company spokesperson further said potential legislation that could alter state rules that govern the pipeline added another layer of uncertainty. A section of Navigator's proposed pipeline would have started with the Valero Renewables ethanol plant west of Charles City and go south into Butler County to connect with the Powat Bioprocessing ethanol plant near Shell Rock. Another branch would have come into Shell Rock from the east through Bremer, Buchanan, Fayette, and Delaware counties. Meanwhile, Summit Carbon Solutions said last week its carbon pipeline would not likely be in operation until 2026, pushing back the original start time from sometime in 2024. That's if the company gets the permits it needs. North Dakota regulators have agreed to reconsider Summit's permit request, and the company has said it will reapply in South Dakota. The IUB is scheduled to continue taking testimony on Summit's Iowa application November 6th through the 9th in Fort Dodge. It's been just over 2 months since construction of the new Kindness Square Inclusive Playground began in New Hampton's Runyon Park. New Hampton Park Rec Director Tara Hackman says installation is nearing completion.
It's very, very close, which I know for those kiddos that are looking from the outside, it's hard not to just jump in and play on it, but we are not quite ready yet. We do have one back-ordered piece of equipment that needs to come in yet, followed by the rubber surfacing surrounding that. We are told that that will be here the beginning of November. So as soon as that's installed and the rubber's installed, we hope to have that playground open for kiddos to use. Mid-November is our goal.
While the playground itself is expected to open next month, Hackman says it'll likely be next spring before the new adjacent pavilion and shelter are ready to use. Fundraising also continues for extra amenities they'd like to add.
That includes like a brick fireplace towards the shelter, some extra surveillance in the area, some extra lighting, nice trash receptacles. Those are all things that'll come in at the end depending on budget. But we are still taking donations, you know, for what we call kind of our wish list with those items.
Hackman estimates that donations of labor and materials by local businesses for construction of the playground total some $150,000. The public is again being reminded that the collection site for redeemable cans and bottles to benefit the Charles City Fireworks Fund is not for trash. In May, the city moved the collection bins from the parking lot next to Dollar General to the lot behind 813 North Main Street, the former city tap building. There was a lot of misuse at the old site, including the dumping of trash, old furniture, and broken TVs, which precipitated the need for the relocation. In a recent Facebook post, Charles City Chamber and Tourism reminded the public again that the collection bins are for redeemable cans and bottles only. Trash, water bottles, milk jugs, or other recyclables are not to be dropped off. City officials have warned previously that if misuse of the site continues, the collection bins could be removed altogether, so helping keep the collection site tidy is much appreciated. Again, all can and bottle donations go to benefit the Charles City 4th of July Fireworks Fund. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.